Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, I gotta tell you, Saturday at 5 o'clock right here on 104.1 KQTH. I got to say, if your doctor tells you you are not getting enough lounging in your life, you need to join us right here, right now, because we're broadcasting live from the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe, of course, in the La and Cantata Shopping Center. We got the best seat in the house. We're literally lounging live, also on Scott Letier's Facebook page. And what a great segue that is, because Scott Letier, our celebrity co-host from Letier Films, it's time to hoist a glass and toast the holidays. How you doing, man?
Cheers and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
What are you, Matt Russell?
What are you drinking today?
This is one of my local faves, the Dragoon IPA,
Classic. Which
they have on tap here at the
Classic.
Living Room.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe it's happy hour here.
I think I saw the sign up front, half-price beer Saturday.
Absolutely. We got drafts. We got
$3
drafts. We got $4 wells. We got $5 skinny cocktails. We got wines by the glass starting at $5, working
their way
up.
And you're drinking I
got a Hartford Court Pinot from the Russian River. I love this bottle. A little dust in this beautiful Pinot.
Can I just have a smell?
Just have a little smell. Just get,
oh,
just
my goodness,
stick your
yes.
nose down in there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, always love coming to the Living Room. Especially this time of year, the hustle and the bustle of the shopping, the energy, the vibe.
Don't you love it?
You come out here, you kick back, you put your feet up, you have a glass of wine, and you say, this is where we need to be.
Yes. We're having a great time. It's Tucson, Arizona. As a matter of fact, I was out on a bike ride today, went past the baseball park down at Meehl. Looked like the high school kids were getting ready for spring, and I saw baseball in December.
I love it.
Which I love it, just being like a month out of the World Series. I just can't wait till pitchers and catchers.
I know. Are we counting down the days till pitchers and catchers report? You know, one of our big baseball buddies actually just came in and sat down. Of course, the Secret Service had to do a quick sweep of the premises to make sure that Mike Lopez can join us here, but he's a Yankees fan, so that's all the airtime he's getting.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyway, I gotta say, before we talk about your kind of personal picks for holiday brews, you've got a sophisticated palate when it comes to craft brews. I gotta tell you, I, for the first time yesterday, went to one of the newest breweries in Tucson, the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, right there in the old Charlie's Auto Repair on 6th and 6th. I had a blast. This is a great new space.
Isn't it awesome? And I beat you to it, as a matter of fact. I got, had a nice little business meeting. Air quotes.
Air quotes.
I had a business meeting with my good friends at Epic Rides. We're getting ready to get the new season recorded. They've got a whole bunch of new rides coming up. The 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo kicks off in the middle of February. Anyway, so we chatted about some video stuff and some mountain bike stuff and some racing stuff, and they told me about this, and I hadn't even heard it, and I think it had only been open for a couple of days when
we
got there.
Yeah, because it's only been about a little over a month now, I think. Yeah.
The tables were spotless. Everything was brand new. It was awesome.
Such a cool vibe. I only had time for one beer, and of course, where do we go when we only have time for one? We go to the IPA. This is the 18th Hour IPA, classic kind of West Coast style, a lot of pine, a little bit of melon sneaking in there. This is a glorious brew, man. Have you tried that IPA over there?
I did. I did thorough research. I think I had three.
At 7.5%, do the math, carry the one. Uh-oh.
Well, like I said, it was a business meeting. It took a while.
Well, you know what? The holidays are here. Christmas is within sight. This is a wonderful time for craft beer loyalists, because we kind of look for different things on the palate when it comes to holiday brews. Our listeners want to know, as they do each and every year, round about this time, Scott Letier, what's fancying
well, you know
your
what?
Palate these days?
You mentioned something that what happens during the holiday seasons. Of course, it starts off, you know fall is getting here when you see the pumpkin
right?
Beers start to come out.
And
then, personally, they go away quickly. Thank you very much. Need a couple
of
those and you're good.
Sweet ones, exactly.
Exactly. Then the winter brews start to come out with that, like you mentioned, the piney notes in there.
Yes.
And they experiment a little bit more with either some single hop or some wet hop or something like that, you know?
Yes.
And, Odell's has a very nice winter pack that you can get that's got four different of their brews. Their IPA is, of course, one of my go-tos. Their Mercenary is not in this pack, but their IPA is like their Mercenary Light. Their Mercenary is a double IPA. It's
not for beginners.
No. One of those, that's a dessert beer. You're done for the day.
Yeah.
That's good. But, no, their IPA is at 7%, so it's quite tasty.
Yeah.
But in this pack, they do have a couple of delicious sort of holiday-style beers. One of them is called the Isolation Ale.
Ooh.
Delicious.
What do you like about that? I mean, is there some winter spice? Are you getting some allspice or some kind of those wintry flavors?
Yes, the wintry flavors are very subtle. It's almost a nut brown, but not quite.
I'm with you.
You know, love it. But very piney, a little bit of a hint of a smoke in there, a little hint of a coffee in there, but it's a dark, very sort of, when you picture the snow falling and you're in a cabin in the mountains somewhere.
Just dark, robust, chewy almost.
Yes.
It's chewy.
It's so good. I forgot to write it down, but I had a beer that our good friend Sarah, Craft Beer Betty. I forgot to write it down, and I got to remember it. But it was a barrel aged ale.
Oh, I remember. I got that text.
Yes, yeah. I'll look it up here when we have a break. But
and we should remind our listeners wherever you are on Instagram, if you find a great beer, you Instagram it.
I usually do. Yeah.
So Latier Films is your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
And whenever you find something good and yummy, you usually post it.
And yeah, I did. I posted that one it's a couple posts ago. It was very, very tasty, a little bit sour-ish. Not like like a sour, but it was an IPA with a lot of fruity, grapefruity, lemony kind of flavors to it, but very wintry.
Sounds beautiful. It was delish. Beautiful.
And even Sarah, she mentioned to me that she goes, wow, I've never had that one. I went, wow, I had a beer Sarah I've never had before.
Wow, bonus points for Scott Latier.
Scored.
Now, I would imagine that there's going to be a couple of Lagunitas beers in the Latier household during this time of year as we're getting cooler outside.
You know what season it is.
I know what it is.
It's our fave. I introduced this to you, five years ago?
Oh, yes, you did.
The brown sugar?
Yes. That's about nine, I think.
It's low nine. It's something Yes, I need to look that up. Although I did my research on that over the years, and I just know that is just delicious. A little bit of hints of gingerbread and that burnt brown sugar sort of aftertaste in there. And,
that's what it is. It's that charred kind of brown sugar taste. Absolutely. I had my first one, I think, 5 years ago around Thanksgiving time. We actually worked it into the post-Thanksgiving meal experience. I think we did it out by the fire. A glorious
brew. It wasn't that good. Our friends at Lagunitas do that one right.
I tell you what, we're talking to Scott Latier of Latier of Films. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from the living room. Now, I got to ask you, I talked about Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. There seems to be another brewery opening up every hour on the hour. Have you made your circuit tour around some of the other breweries in town?
Well, last time we got to broadcast, we were very near Greenfeet.
Yes.
And they have some nice, delicious, again, subtle ales. They're putting some subtle product together.
Right.
Very flavorful, but it's not that smash-in-the-face kind of a...
Exactly. Taste. Of course, they're over right near Three Wells Distilling Company.
Exactly.
44th Street, a little bit east of, I guess that's Dodge, or around the Dodge and 44th area. Yeah, go see Petey at Greenfeet.
And I'm dying to get back down to Pueblo Vita. I have not... That's one of my faves.
They just had their anniversary and anniversary brew that just came around.
And I haven't had it yet, and I haven't been downtown in forever, so...
Well, you and I have a field trip to make then.
We do.
Anyway, we are going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our good friend C.J. Hamm. He's actually over at Saguaro Corners. He's going to be talking about a Sentinel Peak beer dinner that he has dialed up next week. And you don't want to miss one delicious sip. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order, 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour here at the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe, of course, up here at the magnificent La Encantada, having a great time with our celebrity co-host from Latier Films, a craft beer sophisticate,
yes,
pioneering palate in the world of brew. Scott Latier, always fun having you on the show.
Is that something I should brag about, knowing all about beers? I guess it should be.
Yeah, I mean, you were one of the three guys in this town that actually helped to evolve my palate, because I was drinking the Fizzy Yellow stuff before I met you, and you took me under your wing with great patience and with great love, and you showed me the way. And for that, Scott Latier, I am eternally grateful.
Is that like the scene where Homer turns Barney into the raging
with
one beer?
That's right. Well, I tell you what, there's another guy in this community that I am absolutely, I treasure my friendship with him. He is definitely one of the good guys. He is the corporate chef for all of Cade Mislinski's great concepts, and he keeps the fires burning at Saguaro Corners out on the east side. Our good friend CJ Hamm is in the house. What's up, CJ? I don't think we have CJ.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. What's up, brother?
CJ.
CJ, I don't know. You keep. Yep. Are you there? Can you hear us? Might be on a cell phone. CJ?
You know, the cell phones work so well in Tucson, I don't understand why this would be a problem.
Yeah, I know something's going on. Okay, well, we will wait for either Chuck back at the studio or CJ to tell us that they can absolutely hear us, because we can hear them on and off. But anyway, CJ Hamm, executive chef out there at the Saguaro Corners out on, I think, Old Spanish Trail.
Absolutely.
Wonderful local Tucson iconic eatery.
Some of the best burgers ever.
Yeah, for sure.
If you've never had, well, you have.
Absolutely.
If our listening audience has not ever had the burgers out there at Saguaro Corners, oh my goodness gracious.
Maybe that's better.
Okay, hey, CJ, can you hear us?
CJ's not able to hear us.
All right, sorry, Chuck. We're going to have to, maybe he can call
They'll
back.
They'll reestablish connection. In the meantime, we should go back and talk about beer.
In case we don't get the chance to talk to Brother CJ Hamm, I got to tell you, he's partnering up with those great firefighters over at Sentinel Peak Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And he is doing a multi-course beer dinner featuring the spectacular suds from Sentinel Peak. I believe that's happening on Monday, the 12th, so that's just the day after tomorrow. And I think last time I saw a couple of days ago, there was only a few seats remaining for the Saguaro Corners beer dinner featuring the brews from Sentinel Peak. Now, you got to get I don't have the telephone number, unfortunately, but go on Facebook. Find Saguaro Corners. I think there's a telephone number and an email address that you can dial in to get all the information and get your seat for this dinner. It's going to be a spectacular event for people that love great food. When CJ's, you know, making food, Scott Latier, everybody wins.
Right, and I'm curious as to what Sentinel Peak brews he's pairing with what he's serving, because this is always intriguing, because Sentinel Peak makes a fine product.
I tell you what, I actually have a keg of the Dunkel at home.
No way.
Right now, which is which was the very first beer that Sentinel Peak made.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that German style, but it's got a little bit of roasty chocolate note, almost like a porter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a keg of that, but I know they're going to be doing the Icebreak IPA. I know they're going to be doing the Salida, which is kind of their Mexican brew, and I saw the Dunkel was lined up for their dessert course. I think it's going to be great. I think it's about a 4 or 5 course. Do we have a late breaking information? Oh, wonderful. Our Katie has just completely saved us here, because the dial-in phone number for this brewery, Sentinel Peak Brewing Dinner. The number to call, Saguaro Corners, 886-2020. Again, 886-2020 to make your reservation for Monday night's beer dinner at Saguaro Corners.
See, this is what a crack production staff. This is what they do.
And even Tara Babb is back. You know, Tara, who was the glue that held the show together for ever since I came over to FM on 104.1. I've had the privilege and the pleasure to be in the very gifted hands of Tara Babb. And she just saved us. She got the number pulled up right away. Anyway, Monday night, Saguaro Corners, Sentinel Peak Beer Dinner. Make your reservations. Okay, so now back to beer.
Back to beer. Because we haven't talked about that enough yet.
Exactly. But then again, we also should say, up until 6 o'clock tonight, again, we're broadcasting live from Happy Hour here at the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe, and operative word lounge, because we literally are.
Lounging.
I'm seated in
a large leather
chair. I'm actually beginning to slouch a little bit. My wife doesn't like when I slouch. So I'm sitting up a little bit, and we're on Facebook Live.
Don't slouch on Facebook.
Wine Lounge and Cafe, again, $3 drafts that includes the Dragoon IPA that Scott is taking down like a hero.
David's making me.
He even has a replacement ready to go, because that's how David Amron rolls. He doesn't like to see empty glasses in his house, because we are in his house.
Absolutely.
And he's the consummate host. $4 well drinks, $5 skinny cocktails. We should probably ask you.
I think, is your wife, or is that a champagne?
She looks like a rosé.
What is a skinny cocktail?
I think we might have to ask David when we bring him back on.
I think they call that a tease in the biz.
That's a tease. And, there's always a lot of tease when David Emerald's in the house. And we got wines by the glass. And again, I'm enjoying this great Hartford Court Pinot Noir Russian River, which I think is one of the capitals of that varietal. It's just so beautiful. A little, I like a little dust. I don't like the sort of the light kind of fruity Pinots. I like sort of the bigger and the bolder.
You got to feel it. Right?
I nailed this one. Just absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, it's the people I think back east need to realize, listening, of course, globally.
Absolutely.
Here in Tucson, Arizona, we're having a fabulous winter so far. It was, I think it hit maybe 72 today.
In short sleeves.
I know.
Nancy says to me, you're wearing a short sleeve. I said, I'm in Tucson. It's 76 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's December the 10th.
I did not wear flip-flops just because it will get a little chilly later, and this is a classy joint. I did not wear my dress flip-flops. However, the people dealing with frigid cold in outside of our particular broadcast location.
Absolutely.
Sorry to say, this is why Tucson is awesome. We have a beautiful sunset, which we can catch just a little piece of.
We absolutely
do. Curtains here.
Best seat in the house here at the Living Room. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Thank a couple of sponsors, and we've teased our audience long enough. Operating partner for the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe, the Honorable David Emron, is coming up next to talk about wine. Some reflections over the past year. This is his first anniversary that we're celebrating. And some wine and food pairing, and then we're going to slow things down and really get to know the cuisine here at the Living Room. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I think that fall is one of the most delicious seasons of the year. So please join me in celebrating the flavors of fall at a restaurant that takes this season seriously. Commoner & Co. Start with a brûléed blue cheese tart with a ginger snap crust, or a fall harvest salad with a bounty of butternut squash, red apples, and spiced pumpkin seeds. And then warm your soul with a bowl of rigatoni bolognese with Wagyu beef, mozzarella curd, and ricotta. You'll also enjoy a number of other dishes that represent the year's harvest, as well as some fun fall cocktails that are being shaken and stirred even as I speak, like right now. And on Mondays, all season long, it's half off all bottles of wine. Fall is officially in season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're just chilling and lounging and kicking back, living room style at the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe, celebrating their first anniversary here up at La Encantada. You know what? Give the people what they want is the culture, is the spirit here. It's all about service. It's all about intention. And Scott Letier, we love coming up here to the Living Room.
Absolutely. It's total chill up here. This little cove, by the way, I've been at a couple of happy hours.
We're in the cove.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, from back here, you can sort of see the whole joint.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
I like
just
that.
Just to do a, you know, a 180 of the room.
It's almost like you own the place.
Well, what a great segue.
Yeah.
Because the guy here owns the place.
Oh.
Anyway, the operating partner here at the Living Room, give it up for our good friend David Emron. David, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How
nice
are you?
Nice to see you. The man of the hour. I tremble in your presence. Man, oh, man. I got to say, you know, can we just raise our glasses? Roger Hathorn is here, too,
cheers,
with a lovely glass of wine. Let's just say congratulations, David, to you and your entire Living Room crew. You brought this great concept here to the foothills. It's exactly what we were looking for. You guys have nailed it in surround sound. Happy first anniversary, and just our best wishes to many, many more.
Thank you so much.
And now
much.
this is the part where I drink and you talk.
That's perfect. Well, no, it's like you said. I mean, it's our first anniversary here, and because we come from a Phoenix residence,
right?
Coming to Tucson is a whole new city, and so introducing a new concept like we are, you know, it was a struggle at the very beginning. You have to reinvent what people think about you. So.
Right.
It's been really well embraced now.
Excellent. How would you, now you, of course, you've got, you know, many concepts, Maricopa County, and certainly down here as well. How would you distinguish the Phoenix wine community, that you celebrate, regularly at the Living Room to the Tucson wine community here? Is there a difference? Do we act the same? Do we sound the same? Do we look the same?
I think everybody looks the same.
Yeah.
All us Tucsonans look the same.
Yeah. No, I think that the Phoenix community and the Tucson community want the same thing. They want you to be well educated when it comes to wine.
Yeah.
They want a good product. You know, and that's what they're really looking for. And that's what we try to do. We follow boutique wines, we follow the wines that are trending, the good varietals. Like you have a Russian River Pinot Noir.
Isn't that a gorgeous wine?
It's a beautiful wine.
Yeah.
You know, and so people want quality at the table. And whether you're in Phoenix or Tucson, that's what's going to supersede anything else.
I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about trends, but before I do that, you know, what I love about the wine program at the Living Room, and of course, you've got the word wine in your title and your name, so you got to stand for something.
You better be very good at it,
David Emron. One of the things I love about your wine list is it's you really do have a different wine for every sort of personality and palate. I mean, it's not you're not just coming in here finding, you know, bottles that are just $100 and up. You know, wherever you are on the price spectrum, wherever you are on the flavor spectrum and the varietal spectrum, you have a wine that's going to be beautifully embraced by everybody.
Right. Well, and that's exactly it. It has to be dynamic. The wine list has to be dynamic if you're going to put wine in your name. So what we like to do, we like to have wines for people that they like, but we also have to like have wines where we can educate people on things that they like already, but try this. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does. Now let me ask you, getting to that point, what's the training program like? Like when someone actually makes it through the scrutiny of David Emron, and they are honored to call themselves an employee of the Living Room, they have to know a thing or two about wine, right?
We do bi-weekly wine training seminars for our servers and bartenders. We do a sommelier training for our managers.
Wow.
So everybody here has a good concept on wine. Some of them have a great concept on wine. And then a lot of those managers take the information we give them, and then they go and get a sommelier level one, level two. You know, and that's what the Living Room is all about. We provide that first step,
yeah,
and then they take it from there.
I know I've interviewed so many somms on this show, I can't keep count. And one of the things, I could never be a somm, because when you go through somm training, you got to spit a lot.
You spit a lot.
And I don't like spitting, David Emron. Seriously. But anyway, as we take a look at where we are this time of year, the end of a wonderful year here in Southern Arizona, are there kind kinds of wines, different varietals, different styles that seem to be trending around this time, the fall and the winter months?
I am really proud to say that this summer showed that rosé was a huge trend.
Excellent.
Right. I think everybody finally got away from thinking a blush wine is going to be super sweet. It's a white Zinfandel. It's not like that at all. It can be extremely dry. Something from Provenance.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
And it became one of our best-selling varietals this summer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And I think you're right. There's been this sort of a renaissance in the world of rosé. I mean,
really
like this misnomer that it's going to be, like you say, that white Zinfandel, that old, you know, the Grenache, the old style of Grenache, you know, this little puckery feel. Feeling that you get, but I love where we come with rosé. It's a great year to enjoy all year round. I do just love them sipping it by the pool during the summertime. But now, I mean, my wife is having a rosé sparkling wine tonight, and it really is kind of a versatile kind of style, right?
Yep, exactly. And it's so fun because 2 years ago, Moscato was trending big time, but now it's showing that people are really enjoying really good wine. And really complex wines.
I love
it. You know, it's really fun.
Now, if someone waltzes in here in the living room and they say, I want to be like David. I want to be like David Emron. I want to experience life the way that David Emron experiences life. And they walk up to the bar and they say, I want a wine that is so representative of the Emron story, the Emron tradition,
the Emron story,
the Emron style. What's the one wine in here that you say is a representation of you as a human being today?
Oh, my God. I would have to go with a wine flight. And I would go with a Pinot Noir flight.
Of course.
A Pinot flight.
It depends on what beer you catch me on.
Well, you know, man after my own heart. What's the centerpiece of the flight, though? I mean, I'm going to keep drilling
Pinot
you on
Noir.
This one. Absolutely. What do
Pinot
you love
Noir.
About this varietal?
Everything about it. There is nothing that I don't like about it. You can drink it any time of the day. It's got so many nuances.
I like the sound of that.
Seriously.
Exactly. Any nuances.
It's the breakfast of champions, well, David.
Hey, at night if you're just out with your friends, or if you're gonna have a lunch and you wanna try something with a salad, light salad, you know, Pinot Noir is really that versatile grape.
I think you're absolutely right. Anyway, we do have to take a quick news break and thank a couple of our sponsors, but don't go away. You already have a fan club built around you, so it's gonna be very tough getting away from this crowd. We're gonna be talking about cuisine and some food and wine pairings
in
this live broadcast from the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1.
Yay!
KQTA. Stick around.
Love it.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back, all my fellow foodies and fellow loungies here in our live broadcast from the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe up at La Encantada. I just love the hustle and the bustle. The people come running around shopping, and I just want to shout out and say, slow down, everybody. Come into the living room. Have some wine. Meet Scott Letier.
Yeah.
Put some bags down. Shoot
Take
a selfie. You
made
me do it. Anyway, you know, this show would not be possible each and every week for us to bring you the most delicious hour on radio were it not for our awesome sponsors. And again, this stuff just doesn't happen. It takes a really solid crew of people to get behind celebrating what it is that we love about local, what we love about sort of the wonderful culinary and cocktail scene. And so my hat is off each and every week. In fact, every day to all of our sponsors, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, the Tucson Originals, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, of course, Jerry's Cigars, Frost Travel, Commoner & Co., the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, and Russell Public Communications, some little PR outfit.
I heard of them.
Yeah, you've heard of them. Anyway, well, here we are back with operating partner David Emron, and I love, you know, like we were just talking about, Scott.
Yeah.
You can't, your glass never stays empty. My glass wasn't even
empty. I noticed that during the commercial, but now the people on Facebook saw this, but a little elf came by, and he poured some water.
They are trained to never let you go empty.
The trained elves.
Yes.
The Emron elves. There's our hashtag for the hour. You know, and you too can be an Emron elf.
I already am. I'm Santa
anyway,
Claus.
Thanks again for hosting us today. So much fun, and you know, having some great wine, some great beers. Happy hours going up until 6 o'clock. But you know, when the sun goes down, as Kenny Chesney would say, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. What's going on here tonight? I mean, you got the party continues, right?
The party continues for sure. So draft beers, like Kenny has his IPA over there. He was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
all our draft beers are half price. All on Saturdays, all day long.
All day,
yeah,
all day. It doesn't end.
Oh, that's
doesn't
not
end.
That's not there just a happy hour thing.
That's not just a happy
so
hour.
So someone's going to come in. I heard this on the radio. I'm coming in at 10:30, and you're going to get a Dragoon IPA for
you're
$3.
You're going to get $3 for a Dragoon IPA. Yeah, $2.50 for Dos Equis. Yeah, $2 for Coors Light.
Can we pre-order?
Yeah, we got you. We got you covered.
That's fantastic. It's one of the great kind of happy hour specials here. But of course, the $3 draft beer goes all into the evening. Now, what time are you guys shutting down tonight? I mean,
1 a.m.
1 a.m.
on Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah,
or until Scott Letier leaves.
Until he leaves. Yeah.
Until they make me leave.
4 a.m. We just serve him water from
there. Right. So you know, you come in the living room, and you know, of course, the libation experience. That's where we always begin, with a lovely glass of wine. You know, a great cocktail, a wonderful craft brew. You know, we go local. You've got, you know, entire spectrum of brews there. But this is also a place to come and really have some killer cuisine.
It really is.
And
it really
is. Skin of the food.
Yeah, seriously. So, you know, I'm taking a look at the menu. Now, of course, I interview a lot of chefs in town, obviously, and I'm always so fascinated by how they kind of switch things up, you know, the difference in seasons. And do you look at a menu and say, okay, the seasons are going to inspire different kinds of things? Is there some things that kind of move off when the summer is over and other things flavor-wise move on in the cooler months?
We do. So when it comes to the cooler months, what we try to do is put bigger plates on. So we're going to infuse this menu with some larger entrees, lamb chops, steak frites, some salmon couscous. But when it comes to summer, what we try to do is keep it lighter, more lighter fare. So when we have our sushi on the menu, that increases during the summer months. Different things that are easier to share, our salads will increase, our sandwiches, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think it keeps us correct for what's going on from time to time.
You know, when I've been here, Matt, I've definitely had sort of the meat and cheese boards, had me some of these crispy flatbreads, which are delish, by the way. I think last time I was here, I had the big pig, which anything titled that, right?
The big pig!
I don't mean to sidetrack, but my little son, Lukey, who's 9, had his buddy spend the night. And every time he spends the night, I sort of go crazy with the breakfast. So I made some breakfast tacos this morning with some chorizo and some bacon.
Oh, very nice.
Egg and some that crumbly. Anyway, but his friend always says, he always ends the breakfast by going, bacon is so awesome. And the two of them, these two little boys are talking about how awesome bacon is.
I tell you
and
what.
They're trying to figure out what.
It ends with them as the next generation. But, you know, you mentioned big pig. Imagine a flatbread. Okay.
Yeah.
Pepperoni,
mm-hmm.
Salami,
mm-hmm.
Bacon,
mm-hmm.
Sausage.
Preach it.
Church. Tomato sauce. I mean, this is a flatbread, David Emron.
Well, what's important about it, too, is the bread that we use, we make it in-house, lavash bread. It's like a cracker. It's really crispy in your mouth. Also, we make the cheese in-house, we make the red sauce in-house, and we buy the finest ingredients.
Mm.
Shriner sausage, you know, local sausage,
oh,
that kind of
nice.
Stuff, too.
Yeah.
So you take that big pig and you try to, you know, bulk it up to how good can it actually be. And that's what we do with our flatbread.
How big can that big pig be?
Big can that pig be?
And it's, believe me, I've had it. It's delish.
Now, what the style here in the atmosphere is it's, you know, the living room is this wonderful place to just convene with a group of people. You know, I mean, we're literally sitting on these beautiful leather couches and chairs. We've got this beautiful coffee table here that is appointed with wine and beer and radio.
It's like a living room.
And it's really is like a living room.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
So when you're thinking about cuisine and kind of style, is that the idea that, you know, you don't want to just, you know, pull yourself up to a table with a big knife and a big fork and carve into a 52-ounce ribeye?
And that
you want to be able to just kind of order some of these plates and just kind of
exactly. That's exactly.
Now, you don't have a 52-ounce ribeye on your menu, do you?
I don't. Not yet. It's going on after dinner. No,
I was just trying to imagine the size of that, son.
From here to there. No, but that's exactly it. That's exactly what we do. It's if we were sitting here together in this group, what we would do, we would order items for us to all share. Like, we base our entire menu on shareable items. Mm. That's the whole premise of this. And that's why introducing yourself, like I said, at the anniversary, the first couple months, they're hard, introducing yourself. But then when people get it, oh, my God, we can come here and just order items and share together.
And, Dave, can I tell you, when I've been here for these meetings, it's been three meetings I've been here for, and we literally sat in this cove.
Nice.
And people would order a bunch of stuff, and you'd just see the plates moving around.
Yeah.
And someone would have a little nip of sushi, someone would have a flatbread. Somebody would have some of the cheese. And the cheese, by the way, there's very...
Thank you.
You don't just get, like, oh, can I have some more of that cheddar?
Yeah, just cheddar? No, that's not good enough for David Emerald.
No, man, I can't even remember some of the names of them, but something you've never heard of before, and you taste it, and you go, oh, my gosh, that is awesome. That's divine.
I'm glad you brought up the meat and cheese board because, you know, the boards, the tiles, mm-hmm. they're very popular these days. You know, but most of the restaurants, you know, and that's great. You know, here's your board.
Yeah.
Here's your tile. This is the ingredients that is going to be on presentation, on display that night. But this is an interactive experience. So you've got a meat and cheese board, but you've got a whole cornucopia of options that you can kind of build your own.
That's...
So you've got here, you're looking at the landscape of things from prosciutto to Genoa salami, Spanish chorizo, sopressata, all kinds of wonderful cheeses, the purple haze goat cheese, bookmark that, we'll coming back to that.
You know, your mouth is watering, I'm hearing it. Cheese,
and you can choose three items, yeah, and kind of make it your own, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. A lot of places have those set meat and cheese boards, but what we want you to do is actually pair it with your wine. We want you to pair it with your actual cuisine, what you're trying to do.
And then share it with the people you're
exactly.
With, right?
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you a question. So we talked about the Emron Boot Camp, people that have the strength and the courage that it takes to get through your intense training program. Now, so if we're ordering, we've already made decisions on our wines.
Sure.
And if the server knows where we're going on the wine spectrum, hey, there's Duff Aaron. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Duff, how are you? Celebrities are coming in this place just day in and day out, David Emron.
I can't control it.
But anyway, so we make our decision on our wines. Now, is the server actually going to be able to help you navigate among the elements on the board to help kind of bring out the profile of those wines?
The server is trained on exactly what will help you on your wines that you're choosing based on three things. So you're going to choose this wine. They're going to choose the best meat for you. They're going to choose a hard cheese and a soft cheese for you.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Hartford Court.
Hartford Court Pinot Noir of the Russian River. We're going to go with prosciutto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
We're going to go with something a little bit softer, a little bit saltier. We're actually going to move all the way over here to white cheddar. And go with a very hard cheese. Now, I know that's kind of out of the spectrum.
No, I'm hanging on every word you're saying.
I'm right
man.
Here, dude. I don't see the board here yet, but maybe after the commercial break.
I will take it slow on my wine. All right, so you're batting 1,000.
Go with a brie that's spreadable, a nice, easy, spreadable French brie. And what I want that to do is coat your mouth, and when you taste that, you're going to get the undertones from that wine. So it's actually going to change from that hard cheese to that soft cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really fun.
So the wine tells different stories.
The wine will tell the story through your meat and cheese board. How's that?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm almost speechless. You know,
this is why this needs to be a two-hour show.
It needs to be a two-hour show. Write to Scripps. Demand that this is a two-hour show. The number to call. Dara, what's the number to call?
I'm going to double my fee.
That's right. Okay,
what's
great.
Zero plus zero?
Right, yeah, well, 2 pints to 4 pints. All right.
Oh,
you're
sweet. I'm so there.
So you have a year under your belt, David Emron. You celebrated so many wonderful things through different seasons, through different styles, and you got some great cuisine, some great cocktails, some great wine. Are there a couple of items on the menu? You talked about kind of shifting things seasonally. Is there one or two things on this menu that you know that if you were, you know, deigned to take it off, there would be a protest outside. Is there one thing on this menu that has been here since day one that you know is going to be an anchor item for that living room guest?
Okay, for sure. If I take off the prime rib sliders.
Yes, I was looking at those.
If I take those off, I think we're going to have to shut the doors.
We're afraid of our lives.
For sure.
What is it about these sliders? Why so? What is it that makes them such an anchor part of the living room experience?
It's the quality of the meat that we buy. It's how we cook it. And it's everything that we do to that prime rib ahead of time. I mean, we go out of our way to buy a special corn-dusted bun locally from Chandler over here in
right.
Phoenix. And everything that we do about that just speaks volumes to this meal right here.
I love when meal speaks volumes.
And here comes the meals right now, as a matter of fact.
And what an amazing coincidence, David Emron.
Oh, look at that.
Because as you're talking about timing. The cuisine, the food actually shows up. Your hospitality, by the way, is boundless, I have to tell you. So there are a number of things that you brought out for us to try. And I just want to remind all of our listeners, of course, you know the drill. We have a living room gift certificate for the first person that sends a note with the right answer to our trivia question. We're going to be doing that in just about 5 minutes. The first person who sends me a note with the right answer is actually going to get a living room gift certificate to meet David Emron for yourself, shoot a selfie with him and his crew, and to have some wonderful cuisine, some great wine, some wonderful cocktails. But anyway, I'm going to be taking pictures of all of these. These are going to be up on our Facebook page, On The Menu Live, on our beautiful, delicious gallery of gastronomy on Instagram, On The Menu Live on Instagram. Join the chorus of foodies that just love what we do here on this show every Saturday at 5 o'clock.
What are these, Matt?
So you brought out some, I love that little tripod, by the way.
Well, these right here, these are our Bang Bang Shrimp Lettuce Cups. Over here. Another really fun shareable
item. Bang Bang Shrimp.
Bang Bang Shrimp.
Love it.
Yeah, so we take rock shrimp and lightly batter it and fry it. And then we put it, toss in a sweet, spicy aioli. And then it's got things like cabbage and bean sprouts over living butter lettuce.
Living butter lettuce.
Living butter lettuce.
Okay, so this lettuce is alive.
It's alive when we pull it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in root.
You're not kidding.
I can show you. It's in root when we pull it.
So, okay. So the greens are living when you pull it.
They are living when we pull it.
Okay. So should we say a prayer then? I don't want to.
I say we eat it.
Okay. Enough said. Okay. Beautiful place for us to start. We're going to move our way over.
Wait,
to
will
the,
vegans be upset?
I don't. Vegans don't listen to the show.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about upsetting anybody. I remember I wrote a story about Jonathan Landine's patio pig series of events every June that he does.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I wrote a story for Inside Tucson Business, and let's just say the local PETA police were on me like white on rice.
Oh, boy.
Which was actually one of the most beautiful days of my life.
Was it gluten-free rice?
I enjoyed that. Okay, so let's have some of these. Now, talk about what you guys have going on in these again. So the living lettuce.
So we take rock shrimp and we cut it up a little bit. We lightly batter it, deep fry it, and then we toss it in a house-made sweet and spicy aioli.
Oh, my goodness.
We take like an Asian slaw that we make here. It's almost like a coleslaw. And put that on top of a living butter lettuce. It's a nice, light treat. We do this with our shrimp. We do it with our chicken. And then what we have over here, too, is the prime rib sliders I was talking about.
Okay.
Those are definitely not vegan.
We're going to talk about those in a second.
Beautiful place to start the tasting.
Isn't that nice? Those are so light.
There's a bright element to this dish, right?
Gets you right in the cheek, right?
It just gets you right in the cheek, exactly. And what I love about the presentation is you have sort of this bounty of ingredients, but, of course, we eat with our eyes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you've plated them up is just absolutely beautifully done. Vibrant colors coming off of this dish.
Yeah,
and what I love about this, and, you know, these are the things that we just really appreciate, not only are there sort of texture differences, but there's temperature differences. So you still have the warm, soothing element
exactly.
of that shrimp,
yeah.
and you've got the cold crisp of the veggies working together beautifully.
Oh, here comes another one.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so this is a great place to start. We could not make any better recommendation than to go right for these. And the living lettuce is just something new to me.
The living butter lettuce.
I
I'm
love
telling
it.
You, if you don't know about it, Start eating it. Trust me.
Miss Nancy, raise your hand. She knows all about that.
Okay. Take the living butter lettuce, honey, and then buy your own show. Okay. Okay. So we can't. We have shown remarkable restraint, David Emron.
Yes,
you said that this item on your menu, you would not even think about removing it or shifting it or rotating it off.
The prime rib sliders.
Yes.
Not even a thought.
All right, I'm going to. I need to take a picture of this before.
Please.
Before we go. So let me ask you to talk a little bit about these again while I'm setting up this shot.
So we keep the menu, simple for sharing. Simple, but the thing is, everything has to be complex when it comes to ingredients, when it comes to prep, when it comes to sauces and the presentation. So with this right here, it's all about the prime rib that you're going to eat. I would put my money against this prime rib being the best prime rib you've ever eaten.
And Dave,
those are bold words. I want to make sure that I heard what you just said. He would put this prime rib over and above any other prime rib we've ever had.
And
made for sandwiches.
Well, of course. I understand.
The buns, again, one, because those look extraordinary.
These are corn dusted slider buns, and these are made locally at Chandler, and they actually made their own. We have it all around.
No kidding.
These buns, the local little lady that makes bread, I'm promising you that.
Corn-dusted.
Corn-dusted
slider
buns.
Was the corn living when it was pulled?
I hope it was.
Thread? You know, and be careful, because I'm going to ask you about the beef here pretty soon. But anyway, we're going to try these sliders, but we do want to give an opportunity for one of our listeners to come and experience the living room for themselves. Please. Have you thought about what a fun question would be to ask our listeners today?
Can I do a holiday question?
You can do a holiday question, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Since almost holidays, let's see. I'm going to do a holiday movie. And let's say, in Home Alone, the original Home Alone.
Love it, classic.
Kevin McAllister unleashed a pet on the intruders. What was the pet?
Oh, boy. What was the pet that was unleashed on the intruders in the original
Home Alone?
Home Alone. Okay, and we'll take anything, right? I mean, the name of the pet, the kind of a pet, whatever, right?
Yeah, just the kind of the pet.
The kind of a pet. What was the pet that was unleashed on the intruders in the very first Home Alone? If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a living room gift card and a chance to meet Dave Emron himself. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about all the great holiday things going on here at the living room on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you know how much Nancy and I love Jamie Sloan Wines. And we're inviting you, along with Jamie and Kim Sloan themselves, to join us on an exclusive wine river cruise down the majestic Rhone River next October. Together with Terry Ormland, independent travel consultant with Frosch Travel, our friends at AMA Waterways have thought of everything, and they'll see to it that we experience the best that the south of France has to offer. We'll taste premium wines from the regions of Beaujolais, Lyon and Provence, personally tour some of the wineries that we've only dreamed about, and set out on excursions from truffle and olive farming to gourmet chocolate tastings. And foodies will surely relish the world-class cuisine that'll be prepared especially for us against the backdrop of the world capitals of gastronomy. Learn more by going to my website today, onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link to save $750 per person if you book by December 31st. That's onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link. Or just call Terry Ormland today at 520-405-7862 and get ready for an experience that food and wine memories are made of.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another great happy hour here at the Living Room Wine Lounge and Cafe. Here with my celebrity co-host, Scott Letier. Oh, he's on Facebook Live right now. He's taking his phone across the entire establishment, talking to bartenders, talking to servers, giving his listeners and his viewers a chance to experience the living room for themselves in surround sound. Helping us rock this show is operating partner from the living room. David Emron is back with us, making a lot of friends wherever you go, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun. Again, the trivia question is, in the original movie, Home Alone, Home Alone 1, we want to know the kind of pet that was unleashed on the intruders, and the email address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Now, David, I gotta ask you, we're gonna talk about brunch in a second, but I could not imagine, I mean, think about people, holiday parties, special events, you know, board meetings, these kinds of things. I would imagine
that you guys do a pretty good business when it comes to holiday parties.
We do. We do. A lot of it's because of our patio. I mean, we have a huge patio over there that we can actually hold parties of 100.
You can do 100 on that patio?
We've done 110.
No, you got to be kidding.
I'm not
kidding.
They
still have
you.
Those fire features outside?
We have two fire pits. Yeah. No, it's a big patio. So we do have a lot of holiday parties that go on there. We also have a private room right upstairs over here.
Yes.
That we hold different corporate events. And so if you want a meeting in a place that's very quiet,
yeah,
you know, do something like that.
I
or even
love
an anniversary, stuff like that.
And so, is there a number? People just call the main number to say, hey,
call the main number.
What's the number to call?
Well, you know what? I would have them call the house phone, which is 520-308-5591.
308-5591.
Yeah.
Talk to the team here. Tell them what you have in mind, how many folks you have, what kind of experience you want to have, and you, David Amron, are going to see personally to it that they have the great experience. Now, let me tell you something about the upstairs. So the people that were in this space before you guys came in,
yeah.
This was their office.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And I never understood that.
I didn't like that.
This is like a loft
right.
that you want to just hang out in.
Right.
So you can reserve that loft?
You can reserve that loft.
I absolutely
exactly.
dig it. All right, yeah. I'm going to reserve that loft.
It's really cool.
How
it's reserved a lot.
Now, how many kids? Because now you think about 20 people. You can't get 20 people.
No.
That's
actually, I always tell people 8 people is kind of stretching it.
Yeah.
6 people is the, you know, that's the money number.
I love it.
So, I mean, we've done up to 10.
And were it not for the very misguided voters of the state of Arizona that said that you had to go outside and 20 feet away from a door to smoke a cigar, back in the day, that would be like a great cigar lounge.
Could you imagine?
But you can't do it.
You can't anymore.
Because the voters spoke, David Amron.
The voters spoke, you can't smoke
anymore. People like Mike Lopez and I are just, we are hanging our heads.
That's right.
He's
a Yankees fan, right?
Yeah. Oh, so what good is he? Right. Yankees. Anyway, you can't talk about the living room without talking about brunch and bubbles, and you guys package them together every weekend.
No. Well, $10 bottomless mimosas are kind of, I think, the best deal that's going on in town when it comes to mimosas.
Bottomless,
$10.
Okay,
and
so
we also offer flavor and original. So we always have a mixing flavor. It could be pineapple, it could be cranberry, it could be pineapple and cranberry, ruby red.
Now, can you go back and forth? So you throw down your $10, you're going to get your bottomless. Can you go back? Do you have to commit to the flavored? Or can you go back from regular to flavored to
regular? No,
whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. People mix them sometimes. I'm not kidding.
Bottomless mimosas for the brunch and bubbles.
I did hear that.
Okay.
I'm sitting here in my own little fantasy world. $10
for bottomless mimosas. $10. Now, do you guys have kind of a special menu that you roll out for brunch then?
We do. We have a fantastic menu. We do crepes. We do chilaquiles. We have about 8 different plates. We have 5 different crepes. And we have different drinks, obviously, for the brunch menu as well.
Okay. And it starts at 10 o'clock.
Starts at 10
in the morning.
Yeah.
Both Saturday and Sunday?
10 to 2 Saturday and Sunday.
10 to 2 Saturday and Sunday. Now, the one crepe that seems to have a following of its own, and let me make sure I get this right, there's a crepe that has Nutella mousse and banana.
Nutella mousse and banana.
Oh, Nutella mousse crepe, Scotland's here.
Yeah, that's... That one's a little popular. It's a little popular. Well, because you can use it as dessert, you can use it as a meal, your kids are always going to like it. You know, sometimes it's hard to find a brunch place where your kids, you know, if you don't have pancakes, they don't want to go there. So Nutella mousse and banana. Yeah.
Now, do you need a reservation for brunch? How does that work? I mean, what's your preference on that?
If it's larger parties, it's easy to take a reservation. If it's smaller groups, we don't like to take them only because it's hard for us because we are a lounge. We don't predict table turns. We want you to sit here and relax.
All right, and we're sitting here and relaxing. The anticipation is killing me. The prime rib sliders served atop a bed of French fries. Now, I see a couple of sauces here. You obviously have some ketchup for the fries, but is that like a little horseradish crema?
That's a creamy horseradish,
okay.
Exactly,
so
house-made right there.
Let's do it the way that you want it done. I'm going to go ahead and put it on top. You can dip if you want.
Do whatever you want. Right. Yeah. Whatever
David,
your flavor.
I know we're doing radio and video at the same time here, so I'm wandering around your store
sure.
here with the camera, and people are looking at me going, what's that guy doing?
They probably think you're crazy.
Yeah, they think I'm so the crazy dude holding the iPhone, shooting it backwards, pointing out the lounge and the bartenders and following the people with the food, just so everyone has an idea of what's going on here.
Nice.
So you might have to do some explaining.
Okay. Yeah, no, I could take you guys for a tour, too, if you want to do this afterward.
What?
take it to the
but we're tethered. Can you imagine? Yeah. Boom. We lost our signal. Too much Russian River for these guys. Okay. The bun is the beginning of that,
Isn't that nice?
Slider. It's
right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's
and you've got it toasted. So you still have the buoyancy, the fluffiness
right.
at the top. You've got the toastiness of the bottom. So, mm-hmm. again, you're getting those textural differences.
Love it.
The prime rib is off the hook.
Isn't that good?
Seriously.
Isn't that good?
I mean,
right,
I just want to just kick back and go back to my slouching.
Right.
Now, my wife doesn't let me slouch too often.
Please slouch.
Oh, and she says, slouch. Oh, and I've neglected the au jus. Creamy horseradish, beautiful, you know, pillowy buns, a gorgeous
prime
rib.
Gorgonzola cheese.
Gorgonzola cheese, and I'm going right in on that au jus. Right in.
There you go. And again, that's the one. If I put a we stop serving prime rib
You're
sliders.
You're killing me.
I would probably, you know, have protesters.
All right. Well, I got to tell you. I'm so grateful that you and Tom Kaufman decided to do this right. I don't know how Tom got out of coming on the show today. He obviously had some very
extremely important
yeah, business to conduct. But I want to say thank you to you and your living room team for everything you do. Happy anniversary. We're going to be seeing you a lot, getting to know you a little bit better. And thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Matt.
Scott Letier.
Hey.
We have to say goodbye to your audience. But anyway, LetierFilms.com to learn all about Scott Letier. Find him on Twitter. Find him on Instagram. Again, Letier Films. Always fun partying with you. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Scott Letier reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers! We'll see you at the living room!